Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jimmy Adair. Batting second, the third baseman, Woody English. Batting third, the center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vince Barton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second, the right fielder, Estel Crabtree. Batting third, the left fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde Sukforth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cy Johnson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cy Johnson. And now, play ball. Jimmy Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is hit by the pitch. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crabtree moves to third. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler, who is chasing the ball. Hendrick reaches third base with a triple. Crabtree scores. Rausch goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barton moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barton scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hendrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Crabtree hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Durocher. Herman scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sickforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Sickforth hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-2 in the game. Douthat hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Crabtree hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Crabtree reaches third base with a triple. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roush hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crabtree scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Barton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Charlie Root. Bud Teachout pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann scores. One out. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Jimmy Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie May now pitching. Zach Taylor now catching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. DeRocher reaches second base with a double. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Barton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Barton. DeRocher scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-3 in the game. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Crabtree hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kyler is called out on strikes. One out. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendrick bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Rausch moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello is walked intentionally. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rausch scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Beck moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Bob Smith now pitching. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. Beck moves to third. It's 7-4, Reds. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-3 in the game. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith has Beck trapped. There's the throw to Taylor and over to English, who tags Beck for the out. Durocher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sickforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Taylor moves to second. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Taylor moves to third. Hack Wilson pinch hits for Bob Smith. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.